Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili, and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we discuss problems and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children. As usual, most of the answers are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, supplemented with the scientific data. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, an Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear listeners, we'll be talking about the sixth mistake out of 25 mistakes that we'll be going through some parents make when they are raising their children, and that is insulting and humiliating their children. Today, we'll be looking at why some parents do this and how to prevent this from happening. Dear Sayyid, please enlighten us.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajum. A lot of parents, sadly, when they get angry with their kids and they get agitated and what have you for whatever reason, most parents, sadly, and I say sadly, most parents end up using bad names or calling their kids names and insulting them.
Yeah.
So name calling. So sometimes, you know, they call their kids by animal names or they swear at them.
Many people do this when they're angry at anything and everyone, actually.
Yeah, so we do that when, for example, we have road rage. And
Very common.
And things like that. Obviously, Islamically speaking, this is not appropriate. And
it's not permissible.
Obviously, it's haram for people to swear other people. But when this happens to a child, obviously it's going to leave huge amounts of negativity in the mind of the child.
Right.
And then you see parents, they constantly saying, oh, my kid is making me tired, my kid doesn't understand,
right,
my kid moves a lot and this and that, and constantly complaining.
Yeah,
I remember one of the brothers, he said to me, his child, he moves so much that he had to take him to the doctor. He thought he was there was something wrong with him.
Wait, what does he mean by moving too
like
much?
He's constantly, you know, he has this energy, very active, you know, he moves around.
Isn't that normal in a child?
So he said, my child is overactive. There has to be something wrong with him. So he took him to the doctor. The doctor said to him, no, it's actually quite normal for a child his age to be that active.
Yeah.
So sometimes we mistake their activity for something else.
Right.
And as a result, we start to name call them and insult them.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to, we're trying to achieve something that they're not letting us do it.
Right.
So most parents, for example, those who complain about their kids being slow and their kids not understanding or their kids being overactive and doing things, and therefore in the process they start to insult them and call them like stupid, they call them idiots, they call them all different names.
Very expressive terms,
right?
They have.
So
right.
For whatever reasons. The idea is that parents need to understand the reason why kids do what they do, either
right,
be it in overactivity or less activity, you know, when they're not doing very well during their studies, whatever the case might be they're going through, they have to understand that it is, you know, a child's ability to do things. That's right. If I trying to teach my child and he's very slow, and me trying to call him, you're stupid, you're dumb.
How is that going to help?
It's not going to help. The kid himself is obviously suffering from a problem.
Right.
That needs help. It doesn't need name calling. Calling him a stupid or idiot is not going to make him do the work faster or make him understand.
It's also subject. Just to mention a very obvious point, but something that is neglected. It is so hurtful to be called such names. Like I remember in my classroom, if my classmate said something to me, the teacher, even just a very lightly but snideful remark, how my self-esteem would plummet to the earth.
That's right. This is like even us as adults these days, we have the same problem.
Yeah.
We don't like to be called and insulted. If anyone insults us and calls us names, we get upset.
With that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the mistakes some parents make when raising their children, and that is humiliating them and insulting them. We will discuss the reasons and how to fix this. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
When we look at kids, sometimes we mistake them for something else. For example, if a parent or a mother or a father, they're having a hard time trying to get their kids to do work, for example. The first conclusion we jump to is the fact that my kid doesn't understand and he's just being difficult.
Right.
Or he just doesn't want to learn. Or he's just trying to do this and that. The idea is that maybe the child himself, you just have to be a bit patient with him. You just need a bit of patience.
And that's the secret.
Not anger, right?
Yeah.
So getting angry and not being patient is what makes the situation a lot worse. So yeah, maybe the child is a bit slow. Maybe his concentration is less. Maybe his attention span is...
People are born different. Remember this.
Yeah, so whatever the reason might be that causing him to be slow, you just have to... Be mindful of it. Be patient. It takes some time. And make sure that, you work with the child rather than just make him worse.
Making him an adversary, an opponent in this match of teaching and learning. And because he doesn't understand, he's your enemy suddenly. And that is wrong.
Exactly. And what we need to do as well, we need to make sure that we give our child enough self-esteem and self-respect.
Right.
When we are constantly insulting them, when we are constantly humiliating them, we are constantly calling them names, obviously we are not helping them at all. We're just making them feel bad about themselves. A child who gets called animal names much often, he would always try to think or starts to think of himself as of that animal.
Less than a human being.
Yeah. So we don't want to do that to our children, that are things that will stay in their minds, and based on that, they will act like an animal because this is how much he's being called an animal.
Right.
So we shouldn't, as parents, we just need to be a little bit more patient and work a better way, not by insulting and yelling and screaming and so on.
Right, and with that, let's go ahead and take a quick break.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it."
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing why you should not insult or humiliate your child and how to deal with such a situation. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
So we're saying to the parents, when your kids are not doing what you want them to do or they're supposed to do, do not give them the description of animals or call them animal names,
right,
or swear at them. So you need to format that swearing dictionary that you have when it comes to your child, because sometimes...
Just,
you know,
delete it.
Yeah, just delete it, because sometimes we call them, you know, so all sorts of names that really that even psychologically, if you keep calling a child, like, for example, a certain animal name...
Right. A donkey is very normal in our culture.
Yes, if you call, okay, so if you call him a donkey for such a long time, after years he will start to, you know, to talk like a donkey too.
Interesting. You know. Yeah. So become a donkey then?
Yeah, because you have convinced him that he's an actual donkey. So he starts to,
at least he will feel less like a person.
Exactly.
At least. Let's rather say that, perhaps.
Exactly. Same thing, like...
Less self-value.
I think we spoke about this as well. Same thing when you use it in a good way, when you
a
call
positive
someone...
Name.
Yeah, positive. Yeah. You call them, like, for example, generous all the
right.
time.
He starts
or
to
brave,
embody
brave,
that
brave.
Right.
He starts to believe it and he acts upon it. So
right.
in the same way it works in the bad way, it will also work in the good way. So
right.
as parents, we need to make sure that our kids grow naturally and healthy, and they have
self—they
are self-confident. They believe in themselves,
right.
And they can deal with life in a better manner. And sometimes these kids, what we teach them when we call them names and when we insult them, these insults they become the basis for them to use on other people as well.
Of course, that's also a completely other aspect of this. They start to learn how to insult and how to really get in where it hurts, and then they unfortunately deploy that on other people. Or even I've seen cases where the child who is not capable of perhaps because they are too good of a person to use other people as an outlet for their anger and frustration, they take it out on themselves through self-harm, self-injury, and so on, drugs, alcohol, smoking.
True. So this happens, obviously, the more the child feels insulted, the lower he feels, then everything else will have no value to him, and then he commits it, like you said. So, and also, like I said, we give him an arsenal of swearing, words and insults that he can use with other people, which, if not 100% of the time they do, is 99% of the time that they do.
Right.
The solution to this problem that we have as parents who swear a lot, we just have to go back to the Quran and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this. For example, Allah says, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا in chapter Al-Baqarah 83. Say the good word to people. Don't tell them bad things.
Right.
Don't go running around cursing people. Or example, in Surah Qaf 18, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا يَلْفُظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ Whatever word you say, it is recorded. When
right.
I call myself names and I call them donkeys and dogs and pigs and what have you,
right.
there's someone that writing these words down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one day, He will bring that folder up.
Right.
And He will bring these names forward. And He says, okay, this is what you call the child. It doesn't get deleted. Everything gets stored in Allah's book.
We tend to forget that.
Right? So a person who wants to do these kind of things, they have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable. So once you channel your mind to that direction, that should help you stop doing it.
Inshallah, may Allah help us remember these words. Dear Sayyid, I must end today's program because we are unfortunately out of time. I thank you for your time and for your valuable information and knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If your dear listeners have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at our email englishradio@irib.ir, or you can visit our website parsaday.com. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media websites, such as on Instagram and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know Islam says, it says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life. a complete way.